This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
In the next segment, Araghu Isfahani, he talks about the two other tools, we could say, that human beings have been granted, kind of the nature of human beings and how they are to begin this process of reforming the self and attaining to the station of a khalifa, of a steward or a representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his take on it is that human beings have a dual nature, right? So one of the part of that nature is material, right? The body. And then the other part of that nature is not material. You can call it the intellect, you can call it the spirit, the soul, whatever you want. And he justifies this by the ayah in Surah Al-Dariyat, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُقِينَ وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, right? And there are signs in your own selves. And his point is that, you know, all of these things are, again, capacities, they're potentialities, they're not yet realized, they are tools for you to use. And he's going to get to the importance of that in a second, how Allah created us different from everyone else because we come into the earth not as a finished product. We come in as a potential or as a capacity. He gives us the tools and our job in this life is to use those tools to bring it to fruition or to develop the proper end product. But in a general sense, so we have this one tool, which is the body. That's a tool, right? Everybody knows everything that you do can be an act of worship if you actually put your intention through that, right? So if you're sleeping, that can be an act of worship. If you're eating, you know, if you're being intimate with your spouse, if you're doing any of these things, they can all be acts of worship for you if you have the right intention. That's your body, right? And when it comes to recognizing Allah's signs, there's part of that, which is also your body. Allah gave you eyes, right? He gave us the ability to see color. He gives us the ability to smell fragrance and scents. He gave us the ability to hear the birds singing. He gave us the ability to feel the different textures in the plants and the animals that he created and all these sorts of things, right? All of these physical characteristics and qualities and capacities that we have are all tools that were given to us to use for accepting Allah's signs, right? So they're not just random. They're not just an evolutionary stratagem just to secure resources and reproduce, you know, find the best mate or whatever and reproduce as much as possible. That's very, very basic level stuff. That's the level of imara, right? That's not the level of khilafa. Things might have more than one purpose, right? If you have that stuff for level of imara, okay, great. But you also have them to recognize the signs of your creator. So that's the body. And then the second aspect is the intangible, the inspiration, the insight, right? If our eyes are for sight, then our intellect and our soul is for insight, right? To be able to observe these things and put them all together, to recognize the patterns, to be able to detect in the creation mercy and love and genius and beauty, right? This is something that it might be tangentially related to physical forms, but it's not purely physical, right? This is something that is sublime, we would say. It goes beyond the physical corporal reality. And so these are the tools that we're given, which is why, and we're getting into now a little bit of the Makarim al-Sharia, which is why some of the guidelines in the Sharia are geared towards protecting these two things. Okay? If you've been given a body to detect and recognize Allah's signs, then it stands to reason that there's going to be guidelines for how to protect that body. If you've been given an intellect that is designed to recognize Allah's signs and submit to Allah's signs, then it stands to reason that you're going to have to protect that there should be guidelines that you cannot cross, red lines, consequences, to keep that intellect intact. Because as long as that intellect is intact, you might still recognize Allah's signs. Maybe not until you're 50 years old, maybe not until you're 60 years old, seven, maybe not until you're on your deathbed. But as long as it's intact, you stand a chance. Okay, what if I'm an alcoholic? What if I'm a druggie? What if I do things that just destroy the tool? Am I ever going to be able to recognize the signs if I destroy the tools that Allah gave me? It's not possible. Unless Allah wills otherwise, it's not possible. And so many of the guidelines in the Sharia, whether it comes to intoxicants, or whether it comes to substances, or whether it comes to relations with other people, anything, a lot of it has to do with the preservation of these tools. because the most important thing in our lives is the ability to recognize Allah's signs. And any activity that we engage in that might damage these tools that Allah has given us to recognize the signs, it's not worth it. We would rather go without these fun things that we think are going to bring us happiness. We'd rather go without them for our whole lives than damage the tools that Allah gave us to recognize His signs.